Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, we have talked to the Agewell Group on a number of occasions.
That's right.
About technology and how technology impacts the lives of, in particular, seniors.
Here's yours and my concern when it comes to this whole COVID crisis.
Yeah.
Both of us have one parent.
Yeah.
Both of our individual parents are somewhat self-isolated in their own residence,
yep.
Meaning your mother's in a long-term care facility, my dad is at home,
yep.
Self-isolated, no significant other beside them, not involved with a whole bunch of friends or anything near,
right.
In their same location.
Right.
We are both concerned, worried, if you want to use that word, on how do we engage them.
Yeah.
Telephone calls are one thing, but there's a whole bunch of technology out there that I know I've tried, you've tried with your mother. I've been trying to dial my father in with FaceTime and Zoom calls, and he gets those words wrong, calls it Face Zoom and stuff like that. But I digress. No, the point is that we're trying to engage them. So this is not just a Dave and Faisal issue.
Yeah, no.
There are many individuals whose parents or loved ones are in an isolated situation. How do we use technology? So
yep.
This is why we wanted to have this segment on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got Dr. Andrew Sixsmith, who's a scientific co-director of Agewell, which is Canada's technology and aging network. So Andrew, first of all, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking some time with us today.
No, great. Nice to speak to you guys.
So let's just maybe open it up right off the top. Love to get your thoughts around the role that technology plays and is going to play into the future, keeping people connected, particularly in this period of time where we're self-isolating.
I think the present situation with COVID-19 has really highlighted, just how we need to keep connected in a time when disconnection is really affecting all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's highlighted many of the problems that, that we know about with older people in the community, isolation. I myself, as you can probably tell, I'm originally from Britain. My
mm-hmm.
dad, he's got dementia. He's over in the UK. Connecting with my dad's a bit of a challenge. So there are issues around how we can improve connection, not just at the moment, but in the future as well. Because I think if we look at the stats on health, psychological well-being, et cetera, being socially connected is a major predictor of well-being. So
right.
It's part and parcel of what we need to do. So there's a... One of the things that we've noticed in the present situation is that a lot of older adults are now really stepping up to this challenge. A lot of seniors are able to use technology. They're stepping up to the challenge of maybe learning to use technology that they've not used before, because the situation is kind of forcing the issue to some extent. And you mentioned Skype or Facebook or FaceTime. There's a lot of technologies which are relatively easy to use, which people are now using.
It's your situation, my situation is similar in the respect
mm-hmm.
that my mother is facing. Is in a home for dementia as well. Sometimes challenging to have her remember how to do some of these things. But beyond that, and maybe there's some magic information you have, then I'd love to hear about that specific affliction.
Right.
But I think that if somebody's not tech savvy, Faisal,
mm-hmm.
if there's an older adult, hasn't been used to this before.
Correct.
Andrew, maybe you've got some thoughts on where somebody could start. What technology would be the easiest to pick up to create some connection?
With technologies that we use in everyday life, like the smartphone that I'm using now, we first of all, we've got to realize that most older adults in Canada are pretty confident in using technology, right? Agewell did a poll last year with Environics Research and showed that most people over 65 are feeling confident about using technology and have a strong interest in using technology to stay healthy. So we do have to get over the idea that all older people are technophobic, unable to adapt to technology. Clearly, there are certain people within the older population who may not have access to the technology, may not have the skills to use it, et cetera, et cetera. So it's those, as you mentioned, like my dad or your parent, it's those people that we need to try and bring in and connect using technologies. There are solutions around. For example, we have in Agewell a technology called FamilyNet, which is an easy to use communication platform that helps older people to keep in contact with their family and friends. It's great for older adults with little or no computer skills. And indeed, the sort of feedback that we're getting, I've got a little quote here. For example, a 91-year-old veteran who's been using FamilyNet over the last months has told us that he'd actually feel lost without using it. He has profound hearing loss, so he can't use a phone. He lives in a care facility, which currently closed to visitors, and he depends on FamilyNet to stay in contact with his family members. And he shares texts and photos with families and friends. So it's a very, very easy to use technology that can be given to people, and with a little bit of help and support when they get the device, then they can start to use the technology. So it's really more about how we can be a bit smarter about helping people to use the technologies that exist and are around.
Andrew, I want to take a couple of minutes to talk about, there's some interesting stories out there of people using technology to get their voice out versus just connecting alone. Mm-hmm. We've been hearing more and more older adults getting involved in podcasting. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting. This show's podcasted, and so we've been doing that for years, and now to see that there are older adults interested, not just communicating, but also posting it and uploading it on a podcast is very interesting. What are some of the things that you're hearing about when it comes to podcasting, and why are these older adults doing that?
I've been working with a seniors center here in Vancouver for a while now. And they're very forward thinking in the things that they want to do, and started speaking to us about how exactly what you're asking me today about how we can use technology to connect people and help and support, particularly those isolated people living in the community. But one of the things that Seniors 411 in the downtown east side of Vancouver have been doing has been getting their seniors group to do podcasts, and it's proved extremely fantastic. People have been doing this, learning new skills. They've been producing it with the help of a professional technician. And this has really energized people. They're very much into it. It's something that people have taken on as a project, and really allows people to highlight issues in their own communities and talk about what's happening in their communities. So giving people a voice who may never have done this sort of thing before, I think, is a fantastic thing.
Andrew, we're going to have to leave it there. We're quickly running out of time, but I want to thank you very much for your input. And I love the stat that you know, older adults are not that intimidated, in fact, quite savvy on technology, because it is a big proposition going forward. Technology is going to be one of the mainstays that we have to rely on here. Thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome.
We've been joined by Dr. Andrew Sixsmith, who is scientific co-director of AgeWell, which is Canada's technology and aging network. We have to put all this together. We got to tie technology, lifestyle, finance all together in our upcoming and our very first webinar that we're holding next week.
So we're going to be using technology right to your home or wherever you want to receive this webinar on how do you bulletproof your retirement. That's on Tuesday, April 21st, 7 p.m. live online, but you need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You want to learn how you can help your loved ones while still maintaining social distance? That's what we're going to talk about after the break. Stick around. You're on 770 CHQR in More Than Money.